My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Hey, idiots. Welcome back to another episode of Hey, Idiots. I should find a better way to intro these. Live from New York, it's Tuesday night. If you're live in the chat, we love having you here. And by we, I mean me and Moki, who doesn't understand what's going on and is evading her dinner that I just slaved over it. By which I mean I feel like that could have been a setup for a really terrible but great joke, but I started using, it's called Honest Kitchen. This isn't an ad, but they make a dry, I'm sure other companies do this. She really likes, I had been doing frozen fresh food, not from them, from Chewy. And then Nate discovered Honest Kitchen, and they do, it's like freeze dried and you pour warm water over it and heat it up kind of like instant oatmeal. And she eats it, but she does definitely, she was like begging me for it. And then she'll have a couple bites go, oh, that's not a treat. She's not going to get me. She might. I've caved on several occasions. Hello, Moki. Moki has joined us. She heard me making fun of her. I am in New York. It's been incredible. Where do I even start? I had my first week of professional puppetry training program. We're learning the artistry of hand puppets. I got laughs with the scene that I had to come up with. Could have done it solo, met a partner, very funny guy named Justin, who has experience with Disney puppets and Disney characters and Disney articulated characters, which are when you go to the park, like the talking characters. I thought that was fascinating. I would love to be an articulated character. As some of you may know, I was a costume character at Busch Gardens. But anyway, variety of level of experiences. There was another person or two that was like me where they're like, I've just always loved the Muppets. Or they just have been interested but have no experience. You have to start with something simple. When you learn it, it's like you don't want to, I understand, like you don't want to go crazy and get some like overpriced thing or spend a ton of time creating a puppet. So we made puppets out of toilet paper rolls and paper. And this, if you're watching the video, if not, please go find the video. You guys, this is, it's not about me like doing voices and characters. The reason that the instructor, I almost called him a professor, which I mean, he is technically, I guess. I mean, not technically. I don't really know what makes you technically a professor other than it's college. But it's less about the characterization of the puppet necessarily and more about like practicing the hand moves, because basically we are learning hand, like the technique we're learning is for like hand puppets, like the ones you would see in a lot of children's puppet shows. Not Muppets, where right now where it's like the talking mouth, that's like kind of next level, but essentially, my hands, you can't see it, but it's like, there's no way for me to describe it for the audio listeners. It doesn't sound disgusting. It's like the two fingers go into where the head would go, like your pointer and your ring finger. And then the other fingers are used to like, manipulate the hand movement. So this is basically just a tool to get used to like how you would move your hands. And what's funny is, and those of you who are watching can see, there's just two eyes, no facial expression, because the theory is you really want your puppets to be as neutral as possible, and then you bring them to life with however you bring them to life. Like if you have a puppet that has a big emotional expression, you kind of are stuck in that emotion. But what's funny about this, in addition to the fact that I am a grown woman with a roll of toilet paper on my hand, and I have been taking it very seriously, trying to figure out what are my my movements. How do I execute this? It's supposed to be as neutral looking as possible, so you just do the eyes, but I got a wrinkle. Like, we literally just take the tape paper, put it over the roll to make, like, to make it stand out from the roll to be like, here's where the head would be. Because it's not, it's just, it's a tool. But because my paper wrinkled precariously, my puppet looks very nervous and scared all the time. Which, if you could feel Moki's little shakes in my body, you would know is actually perfect for me. Everyone in the chat is talking about how the Muppet Show puppeteers were pretty baked all the time. Honestly, that makes sense. It probably loosens you up, makes you more silly. I'm more silly when I'm high. I don't love knowing that having a little bit of a puff makes me loosen up. I'm stressed all the time. You guys sense that. I'm stressed. I'm anxious. I'm always like, I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I take things way too seriously. I worked my first, not my very first job, but close to my first job was working in fast food. And I wouldn't like hook my friends up with fries because I was like, are you trying to get me fired? Like I always was like, this is gonna go on my emotional, I'm now reading the chat instead of saying what I mean to say. It's gonna go on my permanent record. And I just want to say thank you. Shout out to consulting producer Gene in the chat who said at some point you were moving the puppet around in a way that made me think of our friend Chef Penny. He had about his bread burning. And I was kind of feeling that vibe of being free, like being panicked. But also it is a white piece of paper and does look like a chef's hat. Anyways, it's crazy to be like, I'm taking this very seriously. I mean, if this isn't a midlife crisis, I don't know what it is, but I'm very, very excited. I cannot wait. I think the dog's shaking because she's actually worried about my mental health as I'm playing with this puppet. All right, I want to talk about something semi-serious and then, not semi, something extremely serious. And then I want to get into some silly news that came from subscribers and from producer Gene. And then maybe talk about God. And not in a way that's supposed to be Christian or any other specific religion, but somebody, when I asked for suggestions, did say, I would love to know what your thoughts about God / the universe / where we come from are. And I thought that was a fun topic. And I don't know if I've talked about it. I mean, I know I've talked about it at some point, but I just don't know if I have on here. And at this point, I don't know how much time I'll have to talk about it because we've got great news stories that are silly and light that can hopefully counterbalance the news I'm about to talk about, which is what's going on in Minneapolis. Now stay with me, everyone listening. I want to preface this, and not that I think I need to, by saying for what it is worth, if it will help someone who maybe is listening and having like a visceral instinctive reaction to me bringing it up, if it is somehow helpful to get you to just listen and think for a second. I'm not asking you to say that I'm right or have a definitive stance on this, but I would love for you to please listen and use your critical thinking skills. For what it's worth, I am a registered voter with no party preference, and that's for a variety of reasons. I land somewhere in the middle on, depending on the issues, I go, you know, various ways. I think the not nuanced enough version of what I would say when I was younger and maybe still applies, but no, it is fiscally conservative, socially liberal. But even my like fiscal conservativeness, I mean, I guess how I feel about all of it, if I am trying to be realistic versus idealistic, is, you know, there's an idealistic version of what I would like that I could tell you, and a lot of you would go, that's too much for me. And then there is my version of realistic, which is, okay, but like erasing the idea that capitalism doesn't exist and, you know, a completely different system. What are my values within the system of capitalism and the system I live in? Because as much as I think a lot of us have moments where we read the news and we go, I want to fuck it all. And trust me, I think most major politicians are full of shit. I think on either side in a, you know, major party, they're mostly saying horse shit to get you to vote for them so they can get a job they're not going to do. That's how I've always felt. And on rare occasion, I've been pleasantly surprised to go, oh, look at that. They did the thing they were going to do. It's usually not the person who I voted for doing the thing I wanted them to do. But I do sometimes go, well, you know, they did say they'd do that. So they are doing that. They said that and then people wanted that. So I guess here we are. But I think I'm still fiscally conservative in the boundaries of accepting living in capitalism. I think, you know, if I could go off the wall and go like, you could have your druthers. We made up money. Why did we do that? Why did we invent currency? When people go, you should change your money for gold because it's the only thing with real value. Because we decided it had value. The amount of things that have value because we just went, and now this has value. And that's a system we built. And we built that system, but didn't come up with a way for it to not be oppressive. People are like, we can make up value, but other people have to have more value than others with the made up value. Like, that blows my mind. And that's for a conversation later. But stay with me, okay? I think a lot of people have probably heard about the stuff coming out of Minnesota, and I won't go into details. And if you haven't, God bless you, skip ahead if you're staying under the rock and going, you know what, it's just better if I don't know. And listen, I can believe that a large amount of people believe that there should be something being done about the immigration levels, crisis. I don't have a problem with dangerous criminals being taken off the street. And that has nothing to do with citizenship, but if some of them happen to not be citizens, that's fine. I've long thought that there could be an overhaul of how the police system works, but I don't know, since I was young and libertarian, if I've ever thought we should get rid of the police. And I was only libertarian briefly before I accepted the realities of humanity, which was, oh, actually, like, some people are only not murdering people because it's the law. So maybe, like, we do need laws. And then I swung a whole different way, and I'm fucking Bernied, and then when a million, I did mushrooms, and I'm like, well, we should all love each other. This is over the span of several years, by the way. I'm talking, like, the entirety of my adulthood and maybe a little bit in my pre-adulthood. There was a time where I was like, yeah, why shouldn't we govern ourselves? And then I was like, oh, because we can't, because people are animals. The fact that there are people who only stop themselves from murdering because it's illegal or because the Bible says that's bad. That's like, it made sense to me because I was like, I would never murder somebody. But then I was like, oh, but other people would. They just would get mad and kill somebody because, like, hey, you took my seat. So I say that to say, I understand that there are people who have differing views about how immigration should be handled than I do. And I'm not going to go into a long, arduous detail about how I feel about it, but I feel like we're not native, most of us, to the land. I think it's a shame that the response to handling the immigration issue isn't to, as quickly and swiftly as we can, set up systems to help people figure out how to be here legally and get gainful employment that can contribute to our society and contribute to them having a safer life. It really bums me out that more people don't see it that way. But that's just me. And that's just a pin in what I'm going to say. That I can believe. I can believe that people have opposite views on me for a lot of things. And to circle back to how I felt about politicians being full of shit, I think, you know, most issues, most of the big, the quote, big issues we talk about aren't black and white, but the politicians and the media, they work with really would love for you to think they are. Politicians really want you to go, actually, you know what? I don't think there is a gray area. I think it's this or that. And these people say it's this. And that's my team. I'm voting for them. That's what they're hoping. I don't think most of us do that. I think the loudest people on the internet, a lot of them do that. But I think most of us are not those people. I think most of us have nuance around other issues. All of that to say, today, the police chief in Minneapolis stated that ICE is illegally stopping U.S. citizens and asking them for their papers. Papers that they don't have on them. Because why would you be carrying papers in the U.S. as a U.S. fucking citizen? You're a citizen. What the fuck do you need papers for? And they stated that they've been getting these complaints for upwards of the past 2 weeks. And then within that time, they've started having off-duty officers, police officers. And by the way, he prefaces by going, we have had ICE come here in the past. We have worked with them to handle immigration situations in a peaceful and lawful way. And we are grateful to those officers who handle things professionally in the past. Off-duty officers have been asked for their papers. One woman, when she tried to make a phone call, a person who was an off-duty police officer, they pulled guns on her, they smacked her phone out of her hand, and it wasn't until she said, I am a police officer, that they backed off. Not only did they back off, they just dropped it and went away. Didn't say anything, didn't say sorry. And I'm sorry. And like, okay, to circle back, I can believe that there are people who have differing beliefs about immigration. I can believe that there are people who at a certain point have heard from probably Facebook, their Facebook feed, their Instagram feed that's feeding them this stuff that keeps them hooked. Maybe Fox News, because I tried to look at what they're saying and Fox News is not news. It's speculation. And I say that to say that there are liberal outlets that do the same thing in the other way. I like that it's just fear-mongering and not actual news. They could be doing this. This could happen. I remember years ago watching, my grandma would fall asleep with Fox News. And I was at her house and it was on and I caught maybe 20 minutes of it. And I was like, no wonder this woman's racist. They make it sound like there's Muslims hiding in her bush with bombs strapped to their chest. Like, it's fucking deranged shit. And people hear that and they go, this is the news. I get it. The first time I watched Alex Jones, I was 20 and he was behind a desk. And I was like, well, it's got to be the news. It's a desk. And then I started hoarding canned food. When a police officer, the person that people have been going, if you just follow the law, if you just do what you're told, when an officer of the law is saying federal agents are doing unconstitutional things like asking citizens for their papers, I can no longer believe that anyone is in support of the current actions of ICE. I can believe that there are people who believe there should be an immigration system, that something's got to be done. I can still believe that. Fine. When they're killing U.S. citizens, they dragged a man practically naked from his house. They're stopping people, asking for their papers, knocking their phone out of their hands when they try to record them, which you are legally allowed to do. Asking U.S. citizens for their papers while masked with no fucking information about who they are. Gestapo. That's literally what the Gestapo did. Stay with me. I know at least someone out there is flaring up and going, up, 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 up. You are either actually cognitively impaired in a way where you cannot grasp the implications of what's going on and understand why this is so extremely problematic. And that's not your fault if that is the case. If that's the case, it's not your fault at all. But it's worth mentioning, and I don't know if that is the case for someone, if they could wrap their head around this, the direction this is going, you're not going to be off the hook if you don't have the intellectual capacity to wrap your head around why this is not okay. You're going to be one of the people they're dragging out of their car soon. Because they're dragging citizens out of their homes. They're pointing guns at U.S. citizens. And it's only in certain cities right now, until those cities are cleared of all the people they decide they should be cleared of, which it doesn't seem like is just criminals who are illegal immigrants. Doesn't even seem like it's just illegal immigrants. Or, and if you're still listening and you are like, or what? Thank you for staying with me. If that is not the case, the only logical conclusion I can reach for why someone would still be like pro the actions of ICE in Minnesota is you are so, and I want you, you can be mad, as mad as you want at me for saying this, but if you're not the first thing, then I want you to really use your critical thinking skills and really look deep inside. Because I think you are so deeply in denial because you have attached so much of your identity to your political affiliation that your ego, which we all have, your ego, I'm not criticizing you for having an ego, and an ego, I don't mean the thing that inflates you and makes you confident. Your ego protects you. But your ego, a lot of times, protects you by making it everyone else's fault. It goes, no, you're not a bad person. We didn't do anything wrong. And now your ego is doing backflips and gymnastics to figure out a way to justify these actions, because it is easier for you to go, no, this is how it is. Let me put on my blinders. This makes sense. This is what I believe in. And I get it. It is less painful for you to do that and dig your heels in than to go, I fucked up. I voted for this. This is what I voted for. And what is happening is actually very bad. Because if you do that, you have to look in the face of who you are and go, am I a bad person? And nobody wants to do that. And you could have just made a mistake and been a single issue voter or believed that it would be a peaceful whatever. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. But I think you need to reflect. And that's I don't like the people go, you actually are a bad person. I don't think it means you're a bad person. I think it's a little late to fucking come around. But it's hard. It's hard for us in all. It's hard for people who grow up extremely religious to one day go, wait, oh no, I don't think I believe in God anymore. So I understand why it's easier to just go, no, they're not bad. Just listen, just follow the law. But at this point, you're a German turning a blind eye to Jewish people being dragged off the street. I mean, and that's not the only example, as someone said in the chat. And I know that there's a slew of misinformation and fake shit, and it's happening on both sides. And there's, you know, people are making false claims. And there are people who take advantage of this on the other side. And, you know, they go, oh, well, I don't know what specifically. What I do know is Fox News is hanging by a thread because their only angle now is, well, these people are probably being paid. But they have yet to do any type. I mean, you're a journalist. Not one of you has gone undercover to figure out who's paying them at this point. That means I can't be led to believe that the news station who's like, uh-oh, this is our whole angle. We gotta stay to this is what we believe in. We've been pushing this. Isn't trying fervently to prove that. But there's nothing to prove. They would have proven it. I'm sorry, it's 2 degrees in Minneapolis. There's not enough fucking money in the world. And if there was, you think it's being paid for protesters, or you think it's would be spent to get people who are unsafe to a safe area? Use your fucking brain, okay? And you can be mad, and you could be sad, and you can be like, fuck, fuck, fuck. That's normal. And you can tell me to go fuck myself for pointing it out. But if people don't wake up, it's gonna be worse. We are all we have. And the more that people are fighting with their neighbors, the easier it is for the government to be like, see? And gaslight us and keep taking people off the streets and going, no, 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 don't believe the news. Don't believe the fake news that now is being bought up by billionaires who support Donald Trump so it can be fake in his favor. Hello? And for what it's worth, if anyone is listening, and I'm going to move on and we're going to get light, and I appreciate you staying with me because I don't like talking about this, but I've been in a fucking rabbit hole and it's making me sick. In the event that anyone listening is going, oh, so when people who support Trump tell the news it's fake, but not when, that's not what I'm saying. I've, one of the biggest points of frustration during the 2016 election was watching people I otherwise consider very smart take a staunchly pro-Hillary, liberal, without question stance where they used fake news like it was a fucking joke. The same way they would go, but her emails, like, is it fake news? I'm sorry, I've never been a fan of Donald Trump. Frankly, I wasn't really a fan of Hillary's. But you think the news is real? Didn't anyone watch Good Morning Vietnam? They fucking tell you what they want you to hear and they hide the rest because they want us to be dumb. They don't want us to be like, wait, maybe actually the people who are billionaires and are politicians with all power don't actually care about me. Maybe they are just serving themselves, but they have to like do just enough and say just enough that I go, they love me. And I get it. My dad left me at a Waffle House when I was 8, and it took me till I was 27 years old to go, oh, he didn't want me. Sometimes it takes a lot. Fuck you in the chat with the goddamn Forrest Gump quote. I'm sorry I ruined your Black Panther party. For anyone who's Nader Nation, that is his favorite movie quote of all time as well. So, nail on the head. Look, all I'm saying is if you've stuck it out this long, and maybe it's just to form your argument to get on whatever social media outlet and tell me I'm stupid. Just think. I'm sorry, like, anyone being dragged from their homes, being dragged off the street, and by the way, 5%, I don't know the research article name, but if you listen to the Unbiased podcast, her recent episode on this, she quotes the institution that has released this information where she gathered all her information. 5% of these criminals are violent, have violent criminal records. And while I don't think you should just get to live in a country where everyone pays taxes without contributing, most of the people are fucking contributing. I don't have to tell you. Help them figure out how to pay taxes if they're not paying taxes. Some of them fucking pay into the system with their visas and their whatever the fucks. I'm not educated enough to know the ins and outs. I just know nuggets. We have to stop this. It's not me, it's you. It's none of us. It's none of us, guys. We are all the victims of either the actions of ICE or the fucking manipulation, gaslighting, and fucking lying and brainwashing of a system that wants to keep people oppressed, but just free enough to not know that we're oppressed. And that fucking sucks. And it sucks to be like, I used to sing I'm proud to be an American from the top of my lungs on 4th of July and then go, wait. Am I? Anyway, now that I've lost some percent of the listeners, but honestly, like, if me asking you to critically think makes you log out, I can have a discourse all day and we can disagree on things, but if me going, just consider the following, makes you go, fuck you! Probably not my audience anyway. Let's get to some silly shit. And that went on way longer than it should have, But I've been trying to, I was like, I'm going to come to New York and I'm going to write jokes. And thank God today I finally had a breakthrough in a writing session, which also reminded me, it's so funny. It both reminded me of why I used to do one-on-one writing sessions with younger comics, and not even just younger comics, my level, some people above me, and why I loved it. But it also reminded me of why I was like, no, I have to stop that and focus that energy towards my writing. Because it just reminded me, I'm like, that's the lane I'm supposed to be in. And, you know, once you get in the zone, and anyone who has a skill or a talent or just a passion, a creative outlet that you like love, you know what I mean when I say in the zone, where it's just like, oh, all of a sudden you're firing off on all cylinders, whether that's you play the piano, you're a painter, you're a crafter, maybe you're a farmer, and you just fucking zone in and you're chill and you're present. It reminded me both of why I love doing it, why it was hard to quit doing it, but why also I'm like, okay, if I put this energy towards me, I can 10 times the output I have with jokes, and isn't that great that I could just make more things for all of us to laugh at? Because God knows we fucking need it. And thank you, John, in the chat, saying we're all still here. I hope whoever's listening to this later, I hope you're still here. But on that note, I'm gonna get to some silly news. With contributions from, again, fuck you, someone just said I left. From Goldmember. That's, I'm sorry. We did this to ourselves. I did this. Why did I give colors to the membership levels? I didn't know what to do. Okay, this is actually, at the root of it is sad, and the idiot isn't. Okay, Detroit suburb agrees to a $3.2 million settlement in the case of a woman found alive in a body bag. A Detroit suburb has agreed to that settlement with the family of a young woman who had been declared dead at home, but then gasped for air and opened her eyes when her body bag was unzipped at a funeral home. I'm sorry. What? How do you fuck that up? How do you fucking...
My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Look, even people trying to help people aren't doing their due diligence. Oh my God, I just bopped Moki on the head with my elbow. Oh, Bear, I'm so sorry. She doesn't even care. Moki. She couldn't care less, honestly. They were accused of gross negligence, the Southfield paramedics, and how they responded to Tamisha Beauchamp, who had cerebral palsy. Oh God. I thought she was probably like so stiff. This is a PC. That's fucked. But I mean, she must have still had vital signs. The craziest thing was the medical crew tried to resuscitate her, and they also consulted a doctor over the phone who declared her dead over the phone without going to the home. You know who they don't name is the fucking doctor. But I got a sneaking suspicion somebody ain't a doctor anymore. Unfortunately, she did end up passing away a couple months afterwards. Probably from, I mean, that lack of oxygen, that's fucking crazy. And I could have left at that part. Why did I say that? Why did I just let you all live in the delusion I had before I got through the rest of this article where gotcha! And then she went on about her merry way. $3.25 million is a lot of money, but it won't undo. Will it? No. Look, everyone's number would be different, and I think a lot of us wouldn't have a number. But this does make me wonder. Dear listeners at home, viewers at home, think of someone you love more than anyone in the world. Now imagine that person has died, and it's because of someone else's negligence to be of assistance to them. Is there a number where you would go, I'm okay? Even if not, I still think these people deserve to fucking, I mean, take those motherfuckers to the bank. Are you out of your mind? Like, get every penny you can. A paramedic and a doctor over the phone? But like, obviously there's an amount of money where it's like, we will do our best to move forward and accept this as penance for your shitty behavior. But is there a number? Probably not for anyone with like a soul. But in these capitalist times, is there a number where you'd go, I am healed? Is there an amount of money I could get from someone that has nothing to do with the death of my brother? But it's just a large sum of money where I could go, actually, I will never be sad about it again. Probably not. But I'm willing to test the right amount of money if someone's willing to contribute it. I'm willing to go, you know, all we can do is try. Someone, producer Jean just said, oh my God, the fucking chat is out of control. I hope she sat up like the Undertaker. How long was she in the body bag? The first or the second time? I thought the question was going to be, how long could you stay in a body bag for $3.5 million? Dude, 2 months. Are you kidding? In a darkened room, but you do have an air hole? I feel like there has to be a... Here's what I think. I think it needs to be like a Mr. Beast-style challenge. Now we've gone off the rails. How long could you stay in a body bag for $3.5 million? Obviously, completely theoretically, it could go on forever. I need a heart out to know that I'm still going to have enough life left to enjoy this money. I don't have kids. Sure, I could donate it all, but like, I'm not hiding in a body bag to donate money. Sorry. I wish I was a better person. I wish I could go for the world, for the starving children, for the immigrants. I will stay in this body bag for 5 years and give all of that money away. We said if there was a little air hole. Is a little air hole, does it eventually... How big of an air hole do you need for there to be constant flow? Because I don't know about you guys, sometimes I go under my covers and I'm like, this is fun, and then I panic and think I'm going to die. Is that just me? This is a real thing I did once. I wrapped myself up in the blanket of the person I was dating. This was in college. I rolled in the blanket, wrapped myself up, and went, he was studying for his, is it GMAT? Is that the fucking... medical school exam? He's studying for his GMAT. I'm rolling myself in the blanket on his bed, and I went, look at me, I'm a burrito! Which is so fucking unacceptable. Honestly, how unhinged. He just turns around and looks at me, and then I immediately started panicking, and was like, help! I'm trapped! I can't get out! MCAT. What the fuck is a GMAT? Oh, that's the regular grad school, huh? MCAT. Someone did say, I feel like Mr. Beast would have all the contestants in a body bag and the last one to leave gets the money. Yeah, that feels like a survivor challenge. That feels like, how long can you deal with it? But like that, I think I could, but I guess everyone thinks that, huh? I think I could smoke them out. You know what I mean? I think I could like beat other people. Because I think the hardest part of that is, especially if you had to be like fully silent, I think I would surprise people. And everyone who is listening to this podcast is like, I don't think you could be silent for even half a second. He didn't get mad at me, for what it's worth, the MCAT guy. He did go, what? I mean, he did laugh at me. And then we did later break up. And by we, I mean I broke up with him. But he wouldn't say he loved me. And you know, it had been long enough. And I was probably going to leave anyway, let's be real. But I'm just a burrito on the wind. What can I do? Fuck, we're not even going to get to the random... Why did I ask for a random topic? You know why? It's because I love talking about the news stories. I do want to still talk about all of these. There's never enough time. And I don't know, like, I don't mind going longer. I have gone longer. We've all listened to some of my long episodes. Maybe we haven't all. But I do think, like, people have a threshold, you know? Maybe I should start just doing, like, this is the silly news segment for the week, and then this is the topical episode. Wait. Okay, again, listeners, reading from the chat, and I know some of you are like, can you just stick to the fucking, what you said we're gonna do? My sister accidentally locked her keys in her car about a week ago. They were down just a bit, so she slid her hand in the coat hanger to roll them down further, but she rolled them up and got stuck. Had to call 911 to be set free and explain to the cops that she was breaking into her... Oh, like, okay, I see what you're saying. I was like, wait, what? Oh my God, no, don't put another thing to talk about in the chat. How about the autistic Barbie, honestly? You know what I want to see? People are like, it's good. It's progressive that they have autistic Barbie. And listen, we all know that there are hot autistic people. We've seen them. They're out there. Maybe that girl's not mean to you because she's a bitch. Maybe she's on the fucking spectrum. Maybe she's not ignoring you because she's a bitch. Maybe she's overwhelmed. Give me an ugly Barbie, please. Give me a disheveled, sloppy Barbie over autistic Barbie. And I'm not saying she has to be autistic and disheveled. It's like, give me... doing okay. Where's average Barbie? Bag lady Barbie. Yeah. I want mentally ill Barbie. Give me manic episode Barbie. And she's got like 10 shopping bags in each hand, bangs, a fur coat, a record deal, but it's just like, for her own record label, which she also started. Give us the goods. Autistic Barbie feel, at this point, in this day and age, 2026, that might as well just be regular ass Barbie to me. The amount of fucking autistic people I encounter, and I love them. Thank God. I probably am one of them, according to a lot of people. You're not gonna get me, YouTube. You can stop trying to diagnose me. I'm not clicking on your video. Walk of Shame Barbie is still just regular Barbie. No way. I think regular Barbie's actually a prude. I think Walk of Shame Barbie is like Malibu Barbie, maybe. She's like, whatever. I got a little drunk. I'm in a bikini. Sometimes you hook up with Ken. Hoarder Barbie, her dream house is full of crap stacked to the ceiling. Dude, a Barbie dream house, it's just like filled to the brim with newspapers and there's like a dead cat in between them. And you're like... I got you a Barbie, honey. Merry Christmas. Regular Barbie is a highly respected professional woman. Every man is just calling her a fat pig, even though she's regular. And people are like, what a bitch. All right. News. Then we're getting out of here. And then maybe I'll figure out a time to talk about God. Does anyone even want to hear that besides the person who suggested it? I want to talk about it. But I almost feel like that's a whole different episode. Let me just get through the fucking news. All right. Bunch of stories coming in from our dear consulting producer, Gene Sinnott. This one is near and dear to him as an Albany man. Albany defendant on the run after affixing ankle monitor to dog. Lamont Holmes failed to appear at a Tuesday hearing. Probation officers told the court his ankle monitor was found attached to a dog in Rensselaer County. Apologies if I've said that. County so wrong. It's spelled so insane. Rensselaer. Is that how that's spelled or is that a typo? That's fucking crazy. Rensselaer. I was close. First of all, Godspeed, Lamont. I hope you're on a beach in Mexico. Fucking... Shawshank Redemption style, just living your truth. And I couldn't help but imagine, I don't know if everyone's familiar with this dog, but the memory of him was reignited and I went down a different rabbit hole the other day. I saw someone on Threads, or maybe it was X, say, I know this is like a weird question, but do black people give their dogs black names? And it was, of course, a whole thread and people like sharing their dogs. But I thought of Pernell. And if you don't know Pernell, P-E-R-N-E-L-L, please, right now, stop what you're doing. Google Pernell Halloween costume and watch the video, because there is this fucking terror of what seems to be a Maltipoo, this white little dog. But there are multiple, I didn't know there were multiple videos of this dog. But he's running down the street in his lit up spider costume, hauling ass on the street. And a woman is driving after him going, Pernell! Pernell, that better not be you in that, Halloween costume! It's so funny. And all I could think of was Pernell having the ankle monitor on it. I mean, she literally, it's so funny. She's like, please, I spent all the money I got on that costume. And nothing brings me more joy than that, other than the memory of one time Nate cough farted. And sometimes when I'm really sad and in a bad mood, I just think of it. He went, dude, I don't care. Farting's so fucking funny. Anyway, Godspeed, Lamont. Lamont Holmes. Lamont is not Holmes because he has evacuated. And a New Jersey cheesesteak joint just wants its stolen antique walrus penis back. Donkey's Place, wonder how it got the name, is a famous cheesesteak spot in New Jersey known for its antique walrus penis bone that it had proudly displayed behind the bar. And listen, I gotta say, okay, of course not in Philly, because what kind of a fucking respectable... Imagine being a restaurateur. A restaurateur. I'm a restaurateur. And buenas noches. There's some people clocking out in the chat. Have a good evening. Or maybe you're saying hello. I don't fucking know. Is buenas noches a goodbye or is it a good evening? Someone educate me. Buona notte. It feels like a good night, like a goodbye. This is so erratic. Whatever. How fucking shitty. I mean, I know it means good night, but I don't... What's good evening? Is there like a... Like, buonasera in Italian is like good evening. You know, it is weird how good evening and good night are two... Good night feels so like I'm fucking leaving. Good evening feels like the night's just beginning. Because it's the evening. I'm an idiot. Because I guess good evening could be like, good evening. I said good evening. Where's that who's on first? Where's the, I said good day, but someone's saying, I said good evening, and they're like, yes, good evening, and they're trying to start the evening, and the other person's like, good evening! How shitty is your cheesesteak that your cheesesteak restaurant is known for a walrus penis? Donkey Kong? What is it called? Donkey's Place? Dude, do you know how fucking bad? You know, it's steak and cheese whiz, peppers and onions. Like, how do you fuck that up? I could make that. Oh, God, I wish I could make that. I'm on day two of day three of macros. It's what I've learned about living in New York City. I can't leave unless it's for work. I can't go out and about in the city. Because if I'm gone, if I'm too far away, there's a gap between how long it takes to get home. If I get hungry, I go crazy. People are explaining buenas noches in the chat, and I'm still confused. I just feel like it's time to shut it down. It's time to shut down your cheesesteak restaurant. If people go, you haven't been to Donkey's Place? I had to triple check the fucking... You haven't been to Donkey's Place? They have an incredible walrus penis on the wall. Or displayed behind the bar. Okay. There's a fucking clue. Who's going behind your bar? Because, by the way, I read this article, and by I read this article, I mean I read the headline and was like, I will be reading no further. I looked up how big a walrus penis is. 25 inches. I'm sorry. If you didn't notice someone walking out of your restaurant with a 25-inch penis bone, you don't get to report it missing. You need to be flogged. You should be flogging yourself. You should be going full Dobby, smashing your face in the cheesesteak oven and going, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot. I wonder if it's Lamont Holmes. He hightailed out of Albany on his way down south, swung into Donkey's Place, grab this walrus penis. He's going to sell it for parts because it's only one part. Because it's not a tusk. I was thinking it was made of ivory. Is it? Are walrus tusks ivory or just elephant tusks? And also, if they are, isn't that a bone? So why wouldn't the penis bone be made of ivory? I'm not going to look this up. I have a computer right in front of me. I could be looking it up right now. I've looked up stuff before. I will not. And more importantly, why is that worth money? Why? It's literally, you want to talk about circling back to the beginning of this episode. We have invented currency. We decided it was worth money. By the way, people were playing piano on the tusks or maybe penises of walrus? Elephants? We're sick. There's one last news story. A man was arrested after calling 911 more than 150 times in one day. In Pueblo, Colorado, a man was arrested after calling an emergency dispatch line more than 150 times last week. According to the Pueblo Police Department, 52-year-old James Taylor made over 100 calls to 911 last Thursday. Police said some of the calls were regarding loud noise. During their investigation, police said they learned Taylor had an active misdemeanor warrant on a harassment charge related to previous threats to dispatch. He was arrested. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely nights when I could not find a friend. But I always, James, you've got to quit calling and singing your songs. Oh my God. I have to say this, people in the chat, I didn't even see that you had said that. The two people in the chat said, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. And then producer Gene did point out that, yeah, we probably are all hacks. And I was so excited to do that. Now, I was so excited to make that silly little joke that I was mad that I started nasally, as if I was going to sound like James Taylor. As if that was going to happen. Anyways, for those of you who might have missed it, pre-show, if I've cut it out, I did finish week one of my professional puppetry training course with a hand puppet, which is more of a finger puppet, and I'm having fun. It was silly and ridiculous and loose, and it is nice, especially after going down the rabbit holes I've been going down with the bad news, trying not to. I really am trying to just, like, if there's nothing I can do, don't, you know, but also trying to figure out what can I do, what can be helpful. Oh, I guess I didn't say that. Yeah, he was arrested for, on a warrant for harassing. I mean, how funny to call 911 so much that you get arrested for harassing 911. And then to have a warrant for that and continue to do it until this man is addicted to calling 911. Is this like an old school version of a humiliation fetish? Where he's like, I don't know, I don't have a camera to send strangers my dick, so I'm just going to harass 911 until they arrest me. What a time, you know? People are out protesting. Federal agents are dragging U.S. citizens out of their home in the nude. But at the same time, people are stealing walrus penises from cheesesteak restaurants. A man has escaped his ankle monitor. And James Taylor is prank calling people. And that is the world in a nutshell. Time and life marches on. For every bad thing that's going on in one place, something absolutely deranged and silly is happening somewhere else. I Someone just said, do you remember Ray Stevens at all? He had a song called It's Me Again, Margaret. Just a song about a dude harassing a lady on the phone randomly. That's fucking... Honestly, that was dating in the 50s. I think that's where the male loneliness epidemic is coming from, is like... Women didn't used to be able to, like, have jobs. We couldn't have credit cards. So eventually every woman just had to go, yeah, I guess I'll just give it to this guy. And I know I did a joke about it in my Don't Tell special. If you haven't seen my latest Don't Tell set from late 2024, I do make a joke about our grandpas harassing our grandmas. But, like, that literally was... That was just how a guy showed he cared. In my day, you just kept calling. On that note, and I'll plant this seed to maybe talk about next week. We'll see. I'm on 23andMe. First of all, they every once in a while update their, you know, they get new information and they update their statistics. Not statistics, but like they're able to hone in better on, you know, genetic things like things related to being predisposed to certain illnesses and also your ancestral breakdown. So it changes every once in a while. The percentages shift. And, like, how much you are of one thing. Turns out, I am 0.2% Coptic Egyptian. So, prepare for me to start dressing like Cleopatra. That is, I think, every white person's dream, is to, like... I've always been 100% European, with most of that being Ashkenazi Jewish. And I logged on not to see that, to see if there was anything new in my family, which is what I was gonna say. But it's not new, but... I don't know if I've addressed it and I want to reiterate it, but then it was like, new updates to your ethnicity. And when I looked and it was like 99.8% European, 0.2% African, because then you click and you get the like breakdown. I was like, well, 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 the time has come. I actually am familiar with Ray Stevens, but I need to jog my memory. But I definitely, I think my mom has exposed me to some of that at some point. Mississippi Squirrel Revival. And if not, I gotta get in there. Oh my God. And someone just said, watch the video for Hello by Lionel Richie. I have seen this. It's a great song. It is. But in the video, it looks like he's stalking a blind woman, including calling her on the phone in the middle of the night. Yeah, I never understood that video. Like, is it supposed to be from the perspective of the blind person? Is he like, is it me you're looking for because she's blind? Is he like, are you, you're obviously trying to find something, but you're blind. Anyway, the nugget I will leave you with, and then I will come back next week, if somebody reminds me, or maybe later this week, I'll just record a solo episode where I can stay focused and talk about it. Let's talk about God and the universe and how I feel about it. So on 23andMe, there is a woman who popped up not long ago, maybe a year or two ago. And she shows as my half aunt on my mom's side. And based on the few people that have also done it that are like my mom's first cousin, half aunt meaning my mother, one of eight children. She's the only one on 23andMe because I got her 23andMe as a gift 1 year, and my brother, which is how I confirmed that we were half siblings from a sperm bank. She's the half sibling that none of us have ever heard of my mom. It says your half aunt. And my mom just is like, no, she's a cousin or something. I looked and said she's a cousin. And I looked again and I was like, it doesn't. Dude. It's crazy. And she's like born the same year as my oldest uncle on my mom's family. But they're all just not talking about it. Like, it's the worst thing that's ever. Like, it's not even, like, it came up once and they were like, don't. And it's just been swept aside. And this poor woman is like trying to find out. She was adopted as a baby. And she's trying to be like, Where's my family? And they're like, not us. It's a mistake. It's like, I don't know. It knew you were my mom. So that's interesting, huh? But also, damn, Grandpa. He had just gotten married. My thought is like, I don't know her exact birthday or his wedding date. I'm like, maybe there was like a last hurrah. Maybe it was the old wedding night. But honestly, my grandma had so many kids and has told me stories about by the end being like, oh, fuck, with her pregnancies. Maybe she's like, go fuck somebody else. All right. Do you have precarious new family members if you've used something like 23andMe? Have you learned something about yourself, whether it's your health or your heritage that surprised you? I didn't know I was Ashkenazi Jewish, but a little bit I did know I was Jewish. I felt it in my bones. And that seemed crazy until I did 23andMe and I was like, I knew it. But that's a crazy thing to say. But it's also not, because I am. Anyway, send me your stories. JMS at JMSComedy.com if you have something similar. If you want to join the League of Extraordinary Idiots, JMSComedy.com, I think /support or supporters, but just go to JMSComedy.com, find the fan club. If you have not yet, please leave a rating or review. What a time to ask for that at the end of the episode. After most of you have probably logged out, who cares? I'm not on the road until early February, but you know where I am going to be in early February? Minneapolis. And I don't have time to go into that. I'm waiting, you know, planning on full steam ahead for now. And it's not, you know, I don't need to make the situation about me, but I am in this, like, is it going to get better? Is it going to get worse? Should I not be going there? Is it, like, would it be shitty to cancel because people want, like, an escape? I don't fucking know. Not like an escape, like they're gonna hop in my suitcase, but like a reprieve from fucking the stress of, oh, it's all riots and it's all chaos. Like, you know, an hour and a half of like, let's just laugh about silly shit. Let me take my mind off of the fact that my city is under siege, is the word I've heard a few professionals. I think maybe that cop, I could be wrong. Somebody said under siege like recently. And I haven't watched that much stuff, so it had to have been very recently. Anyway, if you're in Chicago, next Tuesday, the 27th, Jasmine Ellis is in Chicago. Check her out. Very funny comic from LA. I don't know who else is anywhere else, but if you go to punchup.live, you can sign up. You can subscribe to me at punchup.live/JMS comedy. It will let me know where in the world you are so I can plan my touring around where people want to see me. I'll be able to notify you when I'm headed your way, but perhaps even cooler than that, you put in your zip code so it knows where you are, and it'll tell you who's near you. So if you just like comedy, you like to laugh, maybe you want to discover someone new, you can log on and go, oh, guess who's doing a show here on Friday? Mark Norman. Oh, Steph Tolov's going to be here. You know, so check that out. And if you're in LA, January 31st, my pal Jeffrey Baldinger, who I've done my Christmas musical with, is filming his special at the Cat's Crawl. So find him online, get the tickets to see that, go support him, and as I chug my water, I gotta tell you guys before I go, I should have said this at the beginning too. That should be the name of this podcast, is I should have started with this. This is day two of doing basically like a what I call a 75 medium. And I'm supposed to do one more workout today. I'm not feeling it. Dude, I gotta just do all the workouts in the morning. More on 75 medium next week. Maybe more on God. Chug should be the name of the podcast. Can you guys hear me sipping the water? My God. Apologies for the background sound that's been going on of the old heater in the building I'm in. It's old school New York. Listen, you guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me in the chat. Thank you for joining me later in your headphones. I love getting to know you guys. I love hanging. And I love being able to talk and be like, what's going on? And sometimes you're right and sometimes you're wrong. And we all get through it. So I will see you out there. If you're in New York, keep an eye on my Instagram stories. I will be doing spots starting this weekend. And I'll be posting those probably only in the stories because there are no headlining shows. And if I posted about a show on my main feed, you wouldn't see it anyway. All right. Until next time. See you soon, idiots.